Welcome to the Stream of David on Om Times Radio with best-selling author, channel, and creator of the Taya spiritual practice. David Strickel shares the eternal wisdom of the consciousness called the Stream. The Stream of David show is fun and informative and seeks to not only answer all your spiritual and life questions, but to also provide proven tools to navigate life's obstacles and find a path to joy, clarity, and abundance by hearing the Stream's no-nonsense, direct approach to spirituality. Prepare to have your mind blown and receive clarity on your life and the universe like you perhaps never have before. And now, your host, David Strickel.
Hi, welcome to the Stream of David show. I am here with the lovely and talented Matt Garden. Hi, Matt.
Hi, David.
How's it feel to be lovely today?
It feels lovely. I never knew I was talented, and it feels wonderful to be lovely.
You've always felt lovely, but not talented, right? There you go. So if you are listening for the first time, I host the show and I channel for a segment of the show, and I will eventually be taking calls. We need to figure out how to take calls. I guess I need to move on to that next, to take live callers. And when I do that, a lot of times Matt will be here as sort of the co-host and take over for the channeling session and host the callers asking questions. But for today, it's just Matt and myself. We're going to cover a few topics. We are always talking about the Taya spiritual practice, a practice that I created based on the teachings of the Stream, the group of non-physical entities that I channel. I've been channeling them really my entire life, but just publicly for the last few years. And the Taya practice is what I developed for myself to reinvent my life with their teachings. And I know that there's a lot of people out there channeling, and there's brilliant, beautiful messages out there. And I thought that I needed to do something more with what I was receiving for them for myself. And then I started teaching this to other people and saw it transforming the lives of other people, and I continued to do so. And Matt took my Taya Bootcamp program, graduated from that, and now Matt is in the Taya Mastery program, mastering his life with the Taya practice.
Slowly.
Well, on that topic, I have to go ahead.
It is a daily practice, you know, and I think that's the beauty of it, is that you know, you do apply yourself every day to a practice, and you do start to set directions for each of your days. And so every day is different, and you know, we'll talk about the sort of different days we've been having in a minute. But having this kind of structure and having a daily mindset or spiritual practice is so important, especially in these very, very unique and exciting times.
Exciting indeed. And of course, there's contrast on all topics, and there's contrast regarding the excitement of what's going on planet Earth right now. We're definitely going through a global reset. And in some ways, we're seeing positive things come from that. And of course, in other ways, we're seeing negative things, people getting sick, people dying, and you know, economic consequences. But who knows where we're going to end up? And the Stream has talked about that in depth. We had our Global Reset Summit 2 weekends ago, and we have another one of those that we're about to schedule for probably another week or so from now, another live summit that we'll broadcast on Facebook and YouTube, where people can come in and talk to the Stream directly about what's going on. They give a lot of clarity regarding what's going on right now. And it's interesting because I always share what's going on in my life and how I'm using this practice in my own life. And mostly my life goes really, really well. This practice is something that has certainly drawn me to a life of what I would call abundance, not just money, but just abundance of certainly security, abundance of love, abundance of feeling good in my body, feeling good about the world, clarity as far as why people do the things that they do, and how that impacts or doesn't impact my own life, my own experience, and how to really control my own experience. But the Stream has been clear all along that we're not here for lives of perfection. We are very much here to vibrate at different levels, up and down the virtual vibrational spiral, if you will, and sometimes have some negative experiences, because the negative experiences actually cause us to create new things, to solve that obstacle that we've created. And whenever I have an obstacle in my life, I always share it on here. And when I had the podcast before I had the radio show, I still have the podcast. They're kind of the same thing these days. I always shared what was going on in my life. So what happened in my life this weekend is I had my identity stolen. And I've never, Matt and I actually have not caught up about that, so we'll catch up on that now a little bit, because I really didn't have time to talk to anyone about it over the weekend, because I found out Saturday evening my phone stopped working all of a sudden, and I didn't know why my phone stopped working. And I looked on my email, and it said that I had canceled my cell phone service. I had not. And I thought that was interesting. I started trying to figure that out. And then the next email came in saying that I had changed the password to my bank account. I had not. I started getting really alarmed at this point. And then my phone told me that another one of my email accounts needed the password to change because it wasn't functioning anymore. And I realized I was being hacked. And of course, I tried to get into my bank accounts, couldn't do that. Tried to call the bank. And of course, the way the bank identifies who you are as a customer is via your phone or via your email. And so when the hackers take away your phone and take away your email, then you try to get through to the bank, you are, you know, really powerless. So it definitely took me down my spiral vibrationally. I cannot begin to pretend I was in high vibration when I found all this out. And I've had a little time to reflect on it now, but not a lot. But it was kind of a nightmare. You know, I was sitting here 10 o'clock at night on a Saturday night waiting on hold for hours for my my bank and my cell phone provider, and, you know, trying to get through to somebody. I literally sat on hold for 2 hours with my bank and didn't get anybody. And then I sat on hold for probably close to an hour with the cell phone provider, only to have somebody, you know, argue with me that I'd canceled my service. It was a very frustrating night. But I have to tell you, Matt, I was immediately impressed with the precision of the hackers.
Yeah.
Just thinking about, you know, how much effort goes into theft these days, for them to time it just right. You know, 7 o'clock on a Saturday, my bank's fraud department was not open. You would think that would be a 24/7 business, but it's not. Plus with, you know, COVID-19, you know, everything's, you know, limited right now, except hacking apparently. So yeah, I got hacked. Sent me down my spiral a little bit. Then I went back up, and then you know, I had to go all day Sunday with really. I finally got through to the bank Saturday night, and they were able to lock my account so no more money could be taken out. But I was powerless. I didn't have credit cards. I didn't have much cash on me at all. I'm not really using cash right now with this pandemic, which was not smart to not have a lot of cash on me. And I was sort of just powerless yesterday. So I took yesterday and I just chilled. I painted paintings. I relaxed at home. I meditated. You know, I just did chill stuff at home all day to keep my vibe up. And it worked. And today I went into the bank. It took 3 hours at the bank today to get everything done. I just got home in time to do this radio show. And, you know, lovely person at the bank. And, you know, it was as nice of an experience as it could be. But, you know, finding my path to appreciation for this and finding how it serves me will be something it'll take me a little time to do, probably.
Yeah, and I think, I mean, the first thing is, David, you know, hackers are organized criminals and professional criminals. These people aren't mucking around. Like, they know exactly what they're doing, and they've refined and honed their skill, and they're very, very good at it. I don't think people realize how big a business online crime is these days, but it's a $1 trillion business globally. So yeah, they're very well organized and they know all the systems, and it's terrifying what they can do once they get hold of your phone, basically. But I think you're right, you know. Accepting the situation, doing something to soothe yourself, doing things to try and kind of get up your spiral and not focus on it so much is what the stream teaches us, and is what we train for, really, you know, to not board the thought train and not amplify the negative situation, but just accept it and see what there is here for us to be taught.
Yeah, definitely. And I have to say, there was a time in the past that I would have really gone down my spiral. I would have really been upset. I would have really been stressed out. You know, the down the spiral trip was very brief. I chose not to be too frustrated with the, you know, sitting on hold for a long time. And I'll tell you, I sat and breathed and I worked my way up my spiral. And I did have an interaction with the cell phone company where I wasn't angry with him. I was frustrated with him because he was not understanding what was happening. And I don't think English was his first language. I think he was probably, you know, in some other country trying to figure out and, you know, trying to help me, but just didn't understand. He thought I canceled my service. And why am I calling back now after I canceled my service to, you know, complain that my service was canceled? And so finally he was understanding. And he sent me to the fraud department. And I sat on hold forever waiting for that. And then he comes on the line. He said, I have the fraud department on hold for you now. I have the fraud department on line for you now. Click. I got disconnected and the phone hung up. And I have to say, I didn't go down my spiral. In the past, I would have probably just exploded because this is, you know, an hour into this phone call plus. And I just said, I'm going to bed. You know, there's nothing I can do. I'm going to bed. I will deal with this tomorrow. And I did. I went to bed. I slept fairly well. And I got back on Sunday morning and dealt with it. And it ended up being okay. It's funny how when you're down your spiral, down in negative emotion, nothing works, right? Everything's going to be tedious. Everything's going to not function for you in your favor.
Yeah.
And then, you know, just stepping away from it for a moment. And I fell into that, Matt. I fell into that. I've got to act quick because I got an email saying that someone that I never heard of set up a Zelle account, you know, to transfer money from my bank. And so that triggered me. That was like, oh my gosh, I've got to get through to them right now before they wipe out my bank account. And then with a little bit of clarity, by the next day, I thought to myself, why did I even get upset by that? I know I'm going to get the money back. I know it's going to work out. You know, I can get better and better and better at this, definitely. I still haven't really explored how I manifested this in the first place. I do believe we manifest every single thing that happens. I don't think we're here to just manifest positive things all the time. But I have got my life vibrationally to where I don't have many problems anymore. I don't have many things that pop up. So when they do, I like to pick them apart and figure out, okay, what did I do? And, you know, I posted a little something on Facebook about it, and a lot of my Facebook followers are, you know, listened to the show or read the book. And, you know, they're saying things like, I can't wait to hear what the stream has to say about this. Were you not trusting your abundance when you manifested this problem? So, you know, it's something to be explored for sure. It's not the end of the world. There's certainly people going through much worse on this planet right now than me getting my identity stolen for a couple of days. And, you know, ultimately getting all the money back in my account, getting everything recovered and set back up, putting a much stronger firewall than I had before in place, which is something I knew I needed to do, that you even told me I needed to do. And I have. I have now, so that's nice.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I think that's it, David. You know, trust is one of the most difficult things to master, and when you're in difficult situations, trusting your abundance and trusting that it's going to work out become really hard. But that's the work. You know, we often talk about, are you ready to do the work? And the work is feeling uncomfortable. You know,
right?
The work is knowing that stuff is going to work, is going to fall into place and work itself out, and you just need to trust and stay up your vibe. And it's hard to do in those situations. It's much easier to go back to your old self and you know, get sucked into the drama of it all and have it become an all-encompassing thing.
Yeah.
And actually, you know, as you experienced, when you stepped away from it and when you went back up your spiral, it kind of unfolded more easily.
Yeah, and I didn't view it, you know, I could certainly sit and say, oh, well, I wasted my evening, I wasted whatever, and you know, I just don't look at it like that. It was a life experience. I went down my spiral for a little bit, not too far, just a little bit, and, you know, as soon as actually, it's funny for me now, these triggers, I have positive triggers now. So when the guy got disconnected, when I got disconnected from the fraud department, that was a good trigger for me. That was a trigger of, ah, that's right. You're DTS right now, and that's why nothing's working for you. You need to walk away from this and go get up your spiral. And the good news is that I got out my spiral very quickly after that. And I went on Facebook, and I did my little rant. I even joked on the little rant that, you know, I'm just ranting, I'm just getting it out. And this morning, or the next morning, I woke up and just thought, oh, that Facebook post seems like 10 years ago now. You know, I'm not in that vibe anymore to where I even care. And somebody was saying, oh, these people should be shot and they're awful. And I'm like, I don't care. You know, let them do what they're going to do. They've got their own contrast in their lives. You know, if they're brilliant hackers for sure, because the way it was all orchestrated, like you said, it's not some kid. It's a big business, I'm sure. And, you know, it is what it is. It's just part of modern day life. We've created this world where I can think of anything that I want, and I can go on a website and I can click a button and it's at my front door within 24 hours, usually. You know, how convenient is that? How pampered is that we live that way? And the price that we pay, though, is that everything's electronic. We're not going down to the general store hoping they have what we want and pulling out cash. And, you know, it literally, we push a button and it shows up at our front door. That's pretty nice. So if you look at it as the price we pay is that you're going to get hacked every once in a while, then that's just a modern reality. That's what we've manifested, and that's the contrast of what we manifested, right?
Well, yeah, it used to be that, you know, it used to be that you had to be careful to lock your front door and people would break into your house and you'd come back from a weekend away and the house had been cleaned out. And now it's your bank accounts.
You know? Well, they don't want your stuff. You know, our stuff is so easy to get these days. Our stuff is worthless, right? It's not your stuff. They want your cash and your identity and your credit line. And all of that. So, yeah, you're right. And that's what you really have to be worried about rather than locking your door. So you're right.
But at the same token, you know, I think this was a great opportunity for you to have a rare experience. Thankfully, it's still rare that these sort of things happen. And to be able to use the skills that you have clearly mastered to navigate the situation better. Like you say time and time again, and the stream says time and time again, we are still going to have difficult periods. You know, there are still going to be challenges. In fact, we want those challenges. Our soul, from a soul consciousness point of view, we really want the challenge of, you know, down the spiral times.
Exactly. So we're going to take a break in just a moment. And when we get back, you're going to talk to the stream. You can talk to them about whatever you want. You can certainly talk to them about what happened with me. What's going on with the global reset or whatever, if you have questions for yourself. We'll be right back with the stream and Matt.
Conscious Media for Conscious Minds, OM Times. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network.
It is time to celebrate self-discovery and personal growth. But you know, your efforts have to be consistent in order to stay balanced and to overcome depression and fears. So, what new books are available? How do you stay centered? Elizabeth Joyce and her guests will help you find out. That's Elizabeth Joyce on Let's Find Out, Mondays at 6 p.m. on OM Times Radio.
A social distancing tip.
Putting distance between yourself and others is critical to slowing the spread of coronavirus. So here are ways to stay in contact without the physical contact part. Call, send a text, set up a video conference, post on social media, dedicate a song on the radio. If you have symptoms of fever, dry cough, and shortness of breath, call your health care provider before going to their office. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Taya spiritual practice is changing lives all over the world. Listen to what just a few of our Taya Bootcamp graduates have to say about this life-changing experience.
This work is profound. If you do the Taya Bootcamp and maintain a daily practice, you will fundamentally change your life. I've maintained my practice pretty regularly since graduating. I meditate every day. I trust the universe to deliver what I want. I set intentions for my day and I monitor my vibe up and down my virtual spiral. Doing these things consistently and regularly has made me a better father to my kids, a better lover to my partner, and a better boss to my team. This work is transformational and it will completely change your life. I can't recommend it enough.
I'm happier than I've ever been in months, years, you know, just learning how to live life again. I'm living proof. This course is amazing. It's life-changing.
Visit thestreamofdavid.com/TYA to learn more and book your free discovery meeting today.
We are here.
Thank you for joining us. It's been a long weekend for Easter here, as you're aware, and lots of things have happened. May we ask you some questions, please?
We are always happy to answer your questions.
Thank you. It was a time of reflection, and it's a time typically of new beginnings and new dawns for a lot of people. Do you have any guidance for us as we enter into, you know, the second month of this reset?
The where you go from here, and we have shared this with you, of course, but where you go from here with this reset will very much be up to the collective consciousness vibration. And the current vibration is one of tedium, of boredom with the current scenario. And what you will see with that, most likely, and we are not here to predict your future, we are here to guide you if you are so inclined to follow up what we have to offer. What you will see is a turning of the attention from fear toward what is wanted. And this is your vibrational nature. You become weary of such things. You focus on the fear, you focus on the illness, you focus on the potential economic impact, and there is so much fear, and sooner or later the collective tires of the fear and simply wants to get back to business as usual. Of course, you are well aware that this is not simply a pandemic, it is indeed a vibrational reset for humanity. So what will the next level of normal be? That is up to you collectively as humanity. You can absolutely go right back to doing exactly the same things that you were doing before, but your new normal will be more pandemics. Your new normal will be more things of this nature. You will gain momentum as far as your illnesses go, the communication of your illnesses. If your collective vibration shifts toward what the positive was, the positive of the contrast of the pandemic, the expanded ability to spend time with your loved ones, the expanded ability perhaps to work from home and not commute so much, the improvement of your environment that was noted, how quickly that turned around, how quickly that healed itself, and take some serious steps via your focus to continue down that path of improvement, learning the lessons that you taught yourselves during this time. That will be a leveling up for humanity that perhaps you're not even aware of the positive impact for your planet and for yourselves. That small vibrational shift will hold. And it is truly up to you, but the current vibration is one of boredom with all of this. It's been going on long enough, and it's time to set your sights towards something else. And we are not necessarily guiding you to rip off your masks and run out and gather around. We are guiding you to set your focus toward excellent health, set your focus toward your abundance, allowing the universe to truly care for you. Set your focus toward not fear, but optimism. Set your focus toward what did work well for you during this time and allowing more of that. And that will shift the vibration of planet Earth.
Yes, thank you. And I think it's important to, could you spend a little bit of time just explaining to the viewers, some of whom, or listeners, some of whom might be new, that when you were talking about our vibration, and when you're talking about our spiral, and when you're talking about our intention, you're doing so in reference to the energetic realm we are all part of, and that that focus on the emotion and on the energy first leads to better outcomes in the physical. Could you explain that a little bit, please?
Everything is vibrational. Everything, and everything is a physical interpretation or manifestation born of consciousness. And when you speak of the energetic realm is indeed consciousness. It is thought. We are thought. And at your core, you are thought. You are consciousness. You are not physical eternally. The physical realm is created via the energetic realm. So whatever is going on, if you will, energetically, whatever the focus is energetically, will create new physical. In fact, all of your worlds, everything that is tangible, that is physical in the universe, was created first via thought, a desire for a physical existence. And of course, the physical existence is impacted by polarity. The positive and negative flow of energy that keeps everything in balance universally. Positive flows via negative, via the negative creations in a physical environment will inspire new positive creations, and that is your expansion. That is universal expansion. Indeed, that is our expansion. That expansion is created via your experiencing physical, discerning, and when we say your, we mean you individually and collectively. In fact, it works the same universally, from your own physical bubble of reality to the reality that is your planet, to the reality that is your what you call your solar system, to the reality of the universe, and beyond that. And it all works the same. The physical versions, the physical manifestations born of thought are contrasting environments where both positive and negative occur. But you will notice, and there's evidence all around you, that negative is not as powerful as positive. Negative things come through and create storms. The storms clear the path for new positive growth every single time in your life, via thought, all the way to your personal life on every topic, to your town, to your country, to your planet. Negative comes through, creates some destruction, but destruction is always temporary, for you are all eternal. And that destruction inspires new creation, something bigger, something better, an improvement, a better version of, an improved version of, a bigger version of. This is your nature. You are all expansive by nature, as we are. And the desire for that improvement, that correction, is new creation. And that creates the expansion of the entire universe.
Beautiful message. Thank you. Speaking of polarity, David had quite a polarizing event happen in his life. His identity got stolen, and it was quite a scary experience, and it's quite a frustrating experience trying to work through that. Some people asked if he is generally up his spiral, and if he is a master of the Tao practice, why is he manifesting such an unwanted thing in his life? Do you have any guidance on why sometimes, even when we're doing the work and when we try and be super positive, why do we still have these difficult things that happen in our lives?
Because the difficult things ultimately serve you. And those of you that are deep into the Tao practice, you have been guided to look at every negative thing for its service, even if you do not come to comprehend that right away. In fact, for David, this is too new and raw for him. This is the first time that he has allowed us to flow verbally since this occurred. We have been with him at all times, as we always are, and we have been with him in thought, but this is his first time sharing our message verbally since this happened. And we want to be very clear that you will all manifest some negative things. The reaction to the negative and the fear of it will always impact the volume and the velocity of what you are receiving. But your negative creations always have a purpose to serve. And David has manifested this to serve him in some way. We will not predict his future. We will not take the gift of discovery away from him to just simply tell him why he manifested it. That is something for him. That is his journey to decipher why and how this serves him. And what you will all find in your lives, regardless of where you are in your practice, if you're in it at all, you will manifest something negative. If you step away from it and raise your vibration, you will then be able to solve it. And when you solve it, a little time will pass perhaps, and you will view it very differently. Something that you viewed as monumental at one time may be a passing thought later, perhaps not that much later. And you're in a different vibrational space. When you're down your spiral, you sometimes believe that you are witnessing the end of the world in your lives, because you were down your spiral, you were negative. And when you are down in that negative territory, everything that you do is going to have a negative outcome. You are in negative vibration. This is why when David picked up the phone and got on his computer and tried to start solving the problem from a sense of urgency, as he was taught to do long ago, that sense of urgency and lower vibration was futile. He was not successful in solving anything from down there. And when he got his bearings about him and did his breath work and did his appreciation, even appreciation of the ones who hacked him, he went up his spiral. And when he went up his spiral, he walked away from it, stayed up his spiral, and returned and solved it with relative ease. And in time, he will see how he manifested this, what his vibration was when he manifested it, and how it's serving him his higher purpose, which is his desired outcome. And it is always up to you to discover what that is. We do not want, we have access to multiple versions of what you would call your future. And we are not here to take that away from you, that gift of discovering what's next for you. Because any of those versions can play out in physical reality, but your focus will determine which version you get. And what mix of positive and negative that you get. And that is your purpose as a human being in physical on planet Earth at this time. That is the purpose of all physical being. And certainly, we are here to offer our guidance and our support, and we are always offering our love. But we understand that you come here for the contrast. We understand that you come to experience negative and solve your negative experiences and expand in the process of going up your spiral and allowing the solutions to flow in with relative ease and having those solutions create your expansion. You are wiser every time you solve a problem. And this is David's manifestation. It was up to him to solve it. He has mostly solved it at this juncture. And his next function would be to move on and decipher for himself how this is serving him. And it may be something that he is able to do in weeks. It may be something that he is able to do in months. It may be something that takes years to look back. But if you make your work being up your spiral, you will move on from the negative aspect of it and simply allow the positive to roll through. Allow the correction, allow the solving of the problem. Do not spend time mourning the loss of your up to spiral moments because of a negative manifestation, and make your focus being up and understand that the clarity will follow every single time.
Yes. And the work sometimes is to try and get up the spiral when it's difficult, and to focus on really concentrating and accepting the situation we're in.
We always guide you not to try to claw your way up your spiral. When you try too hard to claw your way up your spiral and meditate when you are really down in lower vibration and things of that nature, the negative thoughts are just going to keep pouring in, and you're just going to build more negative momentum. What we guide you to do, and David has done a very good job, and in fact, it's something that he should perhaps give a name to for his Taya practice that he has created with our guidance, the trigger of appreciation. He shared the anecdote of appreciating the hackers for their precision and finding, and he it did indeed do that. That took him right up his spiral, appreciating the brilliance that went behind the hack. Whether he was the, and you are aware that David never sees himself as a victim, so him removing the victim vibration from the whole scenario allowed him to go up the spiral faster, accepting that this was his manifestation and it was his to solve, allowed him to appreciate the hackers almost immediately for their contribution to his unwanted manifestation that will ultimately serve him.
Yeah.
When you craft the ability, and you all have the ability to do this, when you arrive at a place where you can do that, where you can arrive at a place where you understand that all of your negative manifestations are indeed your creation, and that the co-creators of that negative manifestation, you can actually view them very quickly through appreciation, that will raise your vibration on that topic and allow you to find a solution faster. So sitting in anger and disgust of the hackers is only going to draw you down and keep you down in that lower vibration and hold you away from your growth and your solution for a longer period of time. So we will commend him on his ability to find appreciation for the hackers as quickly as he did. And the next level to go to for him is to have something like this appear and to fully trust his abundance in the moment, understanding that it's a blip on the radar of life and it's something that he will solve. That is the next level that you can all reach. Very few humans do, but you can. Appreciate all of it.
That's a beautiful message to end on. We're almost out of time today, but thank you so much for your wisdom and guidance. Thank you.
Your soul with waves of consciousness on Om Times Radio. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times. Co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
The student asks the teacher, "How do I experience transformation?" The teacher replies, "When the student is ready to receive deeper answers, the student then asks, 'How do I know what deeper questions to ask?' And the teacher replies, 'When the student decides to commit to a practice inviting transformation, level 2 questions will be revealed.'" Hi, I'm Tomas Garza, and as a teacher and host, I'm inviting listeners to enroll in the Mastery of Transformation by joining me on Decide to Transform, your bridge to Level 2 Answers, Tuesdays, 1 p.m. Eastern, on Om Times Radio.
The Taya spiritual practice is changing lives all over the world. Listen to what just a few of our Taya Bootcamp graduates have to say about this life-changing experience.
I see Taya overflowing in every aspect of my life. It's just truly magnificent. There were times that I was not self-assured and didn't have the self-confidence, but now I'm fearless. I really love myself, and I know how to live in joy and let go of all these things that held me back from living this beautiful life I've always dreamed of. And it's amazing how rapidly those things start showing up once you practice Taya.
It changes everything about you, and it will affect all other aspects of your life, your health, your career, your money, your relationships. And I think that certainly has helped with my anxiety, with my mental health. I'm realizing that, wait a second, I do deserve the best in life.
Visit thestreamofdavid.com/TYA to learn more and book your free discovery meeting today.
Opiates has taken everything and everyone I've ever loved away from me. Everything.
I blew my ankle out and I got prescribed pain pills by my doctor.
If making my detox public is going to help somebody, I'm all for it. I just wish I would have had a warning.
Opioid dependence can happen after just 5 days. Know the truth, spread the truth. A message from Truth, the Ad Council, and ONDCP.
And we're back.
Hello.
How are our friends?
They were good. They were good. They were eternally wise, as usual. They gave some great advice, and of course, you know, answered the questions that that we were seeking, even if we don't know it at the time. It was interesting. It's interesting that you don't remember it. What was the feeling coming out? Was it good?
Yeah, it was good. It wasn't the powerhouse that we get sometimes on the longer lives, but it always feels good. I have to be in high vibration to get them in, period. And I've been working on that, for 2 days now, so it's been, we're really high vibe right now. Well, I had a nice time at the bank. I'm sitting there at the bank, and she had to call someone at the bank, and she says 55 minutes on hold. That's what they told her. Your hold time is 55 minutes. And she was so apologetic. And I said, I'm kind of surprised that you don't have like a hotline to get through faster than the average customer. But she didn't. She had to call the same line that I would have to call. But I was sitting there, and she was so nice. And she was telling me about her new house that she's buying. And she's so excited about that. And she's so excited that her babysitter is still, watching her little girl so she can go to work. And I was looking at the beautiful mountain view here in Palm Springs, a beautiful sunny day. It rained all last week, and now the sun's out, the sky's blue. And, I had my phone in my hand, looking around social media. I'm like, I'll just sit here and chill for an hour and wait with her. And it was fine. Meanwhile, this poor woman was like losing her mind because she couldn't get help. And I was like, wow, she's really down her spiral. I'm glad that I'm not her right now, because I know how awful that feels when you're down there. And, she's yelling at the bank manager, and and me and the lady that was helping me, we were just sitting there chill, just waiting on hold and chatting. And, it was just not a bad experience. So to bring them in, I've got to be in high vibration. And then after they leave, I'm always buzzing in high vibration. So I'm always up. You're never going to see me in a bad mood after channeling the stream, for sure.
Yeah. Well, they shared some great wisdom, and it was, similar to what we'd spoken about before, is that what do these things teach us? And, I think on a global scale, everyone's kind of wondering what this reset is teaching us, and, starting maybe to get a little bit bored with being stuck indoors and the monotony of Groundhog Day. And I think, now's probably the time to start thinking about, okay, well, what do I want my future to be like, and what type of person do I want to be after this, and what will I change about my life? And it's a fantastic opportunity to become a new person during this time.
We're getting a lot of new people into boot camp, and that's exactly what everybody's using this time to do, is to reinvent their lives.
And it's, when you are stuck at home all day, you really do need a solid routine to thrive. Otherwise, it's just almost impossible to get anything done during the days. And so I think a lot of people are learning that kind of self-discipline and that kind of drive and that kind of putting their routine in place.
Yeah, and getting out and getting physical, getting some physical exercise if you're, not in too dense of an area and it's safe to get out and walk. And we've been doing two long walks a day. And we can't go to the gym right now, so I ordered, and they finally came in, some of those bands that, you can do some weight with bands instead of weights. Just stuff like that, getting back into better physical shape, eating better. We went on a little food vacation for a while. And when I start eating poorly, I just feel it. I feel it in my joints, my energy drops. And I just think, well, that bread tastes really good, but look what it's doing. I can't keep doing this. So cutting out the bread, I'm cutting out the sugar, may do some type of cleanse. I was talking to Elisha, one of our new mastery person, about some sort of a cleanse thing that she does. It's all superfood, green shake cleanse. And green juice cleanse. So I might do something like that for a little while. I can do stuff like that. I can really, it's all about your vibration, psyching yourself into, this is what I'm doing, this is what I'm on. I've tried lots of different eating plans and intermittent fasting and all that stuff, and it's all mindset. It really is. Like everything 100%. Else, right?
And, as we know. And I think, as the thing with intermittent fasting or any sort of routine is, once you adapt to it, then it kind of gets much easier. And it's those first couple of days or those first couple of weeks where it's a bit of an effort, but once you get into the groove, then it's super easy.
Yeah, the fasting came easy to me, and I just had a game plan together. I have you know, like the essenced water that's zero calorie, you know, I'll have that because you have a little flavor. It's like a little treat. It's, you know, it's carbonated. So something, you know, coffee, water, that, and I can go 16, 18 hours without eating and be okay. Mm-hmm. And it actually, I feel really good when I do it. And then, you know, coming out of it, you don't want to overeat. That's the thing I learned right away. No. Is the worst thing you can do is, you know, sit down to some big meal after you've, you know, you're just like the environment has bounced back so quickly with less pollution, how, you know, LA has the cleanest skies it's had in over 50 years. Wow. You know, you see water clearing up. We just see all these environmental benefits of us not being out and about so much. Our bodies are the same way. You know, I notice that my body, I'll kind of let it go a little bit. I'll fall off the wagon. I'll, you know, stop my eating plan or something like that. And then I'll get back on and suddenly my body just bounces back so fast. I think we're all like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it is. I mean, nature wants to thrive, you know, and the second you give it an opportunity to, it kind of springs in and fills up that void. Energies moves into the vacuum.
I think that's evidence of what the stream talks about, positive always prevailing over negative. We can do these negative things and create havoc in our bodies and havoc in our environment and, you know, havoc in our lives financially and relationship-wise and otherwise. And then we can back up, trust the universe, and the universe literally comes in and fixes everything if we just get out of our own way and let that happen. And it does. You know, our resistance is what keeps us away from everything that we want every single time.
Yeah, it's so true. It's so true. And that's on all topics, you know. Oh, I want to be in the perfect relationship. Oh, I want to be rich. Oh, I want to be thin. Oh, I want to have this. You know, it's that resistance to what is and that kind of frustration about what is not that keeps us stuck in the very place we don't want to be.
Yeah, one of the best things I got from the stream is to stop needing and start receiving, because if you need something, you know, you really have to pay attention to what your true vibration is. And the universe only knows yes. So if you need something, you're not in the vibration of receiving it. You're in the vibration of needing it.
Yeah.
That was a big game changer for me in my practice, for sure.
It's a very important distinction, David. You know, and I think that one that everyone comes to when they start doing a little bit of spiritual work and when they start doing a little bit of mindset work and when we start realizing how powerful we are as manifestors, you start to understand the important distinctions in what you're constantly thinking about.
Definitely. Well, and we talk about default vibration because we can be intentional part of the day toward what we want. But people, when they learn about the law of attraction, they think they have to sit and hammer away at trying to think things into being. And it's so counterproductive because generally the thing that you think that you need to be happy, you're putting placing a lot of pressure on it, and you're actually chasing it away. Because the universe is, again, saying, yes, you need that. Yes, you need that. Yes, you need that. And that's all you're going to get is more need rather than relaxing into it is. And we've been talking a lot lately about zooming out, you know, zoom out to that higher perspective of I'm just in a good place, you know, just well-being. Yeah. General well-being, and let the universe delight us with what that looks like.
Yeah, create some space in your day for magic, and for surprises, and for delights. And that's always how
I can't wait to,
you know, people. Go ahead.
I was going to say I can't wait to see how the universe is going to delight me. We have a delay, I know. How the universe is going to delight me with the with the identity. I'm already okay with it, but it's all solved now. I'm at peace with it. I am not sure how it's serving me. Maybe I needed to tighten up my security before things got out of control. I don't know. You know, it'll be interesting to see how. I do feel pampered by the universe in that. I was able to, you know, just solve everything so quickly, you know, after that first night where I was DTS for about an hour. Everything did sort of roll in as an easy solution, and this worked and that worked. And even my long, you know, stint at the bank was enjoyable today because I allowed it to be enjoyable.
Exactly. And I think that's the magic, is that obviously it's not something you would choose to do, but you're here, so let's just enjoy it.
Yeah, and it's just a different experience, really. And if I weren't doing that, I would be here in my office doing something else, work-related, probably on a Monday morning. As you say, I work factory hours very often still. I still kind of programmed to work Monday through Friday. I just do. You know, I still work Monday through Friday. Then I work Saturday and Sunday too sometimes. But, you know, I love what I do, so it never really feels like work. You know, there's little tasks and things I have to get done. But it never really feels like work to me because I do love what I do so much. And that's a gift in and of itself.
Yeah, absolutely. And so, you know, we're really blessed in being able to do what we love because that makes it so much easier to keep your vibration up during the day.
Yeah. Well, and my message to everyone, and again, I said I had an uptick of people coming into boot camp. What I'm getting in boot camp right now, the people that are coming in right now, by and large, are people who are in careers, they're doing well, they've, you know, made the money. They're kind of where I was at 40, you know, and they've made the money. And it's this is really giving them a time to reflect and think, gosh, you know, I've got this money coming in. I have everything materially that I thought I was supposed to have to be happy, and I'm still not there. So I want to do this Taya thing because these Taya people seem so happy when they graduate. They are. You know, I want to find joy. I want to find peace. And believing that you can find peace and joy and happiness and clarity and still have a stream of money coming in. And not have to depend on a job that you don't like to get it. So really, you know, getting to that high state of allowing so that you manifest your path into something that you love doing, that feeds your soul, that makes you happy, that brings you the dollars that you want. Because, you know, we need money in this world to live. We don't have to have a ton of it. And I can attest that it doesn't automatically buy happiness. But we live in a system of commerce where, yes, you do need money to have the things that you want. So make peace with that, and then make peace with the fact that we don't have to do all the things that we're told in the society we have to do to earn money. We don't have to work at a job that we don't like and go into a situation every day that we don't like. We need to be happy every day of our lives, and we can be.
Yeah, exactly. And it helps. And when you are, then you attract more things that you're happy for. David, I was just reminded the post on your social channels today was, even the darkest of times, you can find something to be thankful for, which is kind of ironic, given the experiences you had over the weekend, and given, you know, the global reset that's happening at the moment. I think we can find something to be happy for in everything. And I think the more collectively we raise our vibration and are happy for even the smallest things, the quicker this will pass, and the more it will give birth to a planet that is, you know, at least vibrationally more in line with where it should be.
Yeah, we're definitely experiencing a shift, and I'm really excited to see where it goes from here, what the shift is going to be. And the important thing to point out is that, yes, there's a collective consciousness shift that will happen on planet Earth. And the collective consciousness is what brought us to this place where we are. And we participate in it to some level, to some extent. But how we really participate in it, our bubble of reality, is up to us. Yes, we're part of the collective consciousness, but how are we contributing to the collective? And what are we doing for ourselves? So at this time, what are we doing for ourselves to permanently raise our vibration to a higher place, if that's what we want? I think most of us do. If you're listening to the show, you probably want something like that. How do we do that? You know, that's what the Taya practice is all about. How do we raise our default vibration? How do we come out of this a higher vibrational being than we went in? How do we use this time to reinvent ourselves in some way? We're expansive beings. And while I don't think that you need to sit around and be unhappy about your life, I don't think there's a such thing as really being satisfied to the point where we're ready to just sit back and say, you know, I've got everything I want. Everything's working. My life's just perfect right now. Because I know enough of the stream's teachings that if we do arrive to that place, we're going to do something to disrupt it. We're going to create an illness. We're going to create a financial catastrophe in our lives. We're going to create something. Maybe that's what I just did. You know, maybe I just created this identity theft because things were going really, really well. You know, I live in a nice house, drive a nice car. I love my business. I love what I do every day. I'm not sick. I'm healthy. I like my body. I'm in the best relationship of my life. Maybe my higher self led me to create this. Wow. aha moment right here in the air to create, because I didn't talk about that. And I realized, well, isn't that what I just did? I just created a little storm in my life to disrupt, to cause me to vibe higher.
And to start, learning to be grateful and appreciative, even in the most irritating and frustrating of moments. Like most people would be pulling their hair out having to wait an hour on a call.
Yeah, and I was in the first hour. I was, and after that, I was fine. that's a gift. You know, that's a gift to be able to vibe higher in the face of something like that, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Any words to wrap up, Matt?
It's been great being on the show, David. It was always a pleasure to talk with Stream. And I think, the message I am taking with me for today and for this week is, what kind of person do I want to be at the end of this? And I should start being that person now and start training to be the person I want to be when the reset is over. Because that's the way we're going to create this future, is by starting to live it day to day.
Very good. Very wise words. Yeah. And you're obviously a time master.
Always learning.
Yeah, well, that's what we do in the mastery group, is we're always learning and teaching each other. And it's a mastermind of how we're continuing to co-create this amazing practice that gives us these tools. And it's not about a life of perfection, but it's a pretty, pretty nice way to live life. So I want to take this opportunity to thank you, Matt, for being on. You'll be on
pleasure,
more often
pleasure.
In the future.
Thank you.
And thank everybody for listening. I appreciate you all so very much. Namaste.
Namaste.